So, Vinny, big coat day this Saturday. Big game against Barwell, obviously, for the football. But off the pitch, it all starts a lot earlier than 3 o'clock, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's big coat day. This is an ongoing success. And the first volunteers will probably be there from about 10. Mustard Tree will bring probably two vans. The reason we've moved it forward to the 21st, the game on the 21st, is that they've at most industries or most firms, they've been hit by redundancies, etc., and they haven't got stuff to cope with to do any of the Boxing Day or New Year fixture.
Really? That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's the same everywhere you go, yeah. But they provide a great service, and I just thought, let's just work with them. If the 21st fits, we'll do that. And so we'll be there from about 10, and last year was fantastic because just all different ones just turned up. There was a car pulled up. It very bizarre. This like a Rolls Royce pulled up, and it was the League of Jewish Ladies giving us a load of coats. They'd seen their poster somewhere for it in Prestwich. And I thought it was wonderful, and they give us a rake of gear. And every year there's another tale. There's always, somebody just out of goodness of the heart does something. You know, I remember a guy giving me a brand new leather barber coat.
Oh, is this the infamous one where it had pound coins in every pocket?
Yeah, he put all the coins in it and that. That was fantastic.
Last year was 7 ton nearly, wasn't it?
Yes.
And it's with Mustard Tree again this year?
Yeah, it's Mustard Tree. And then what they can't cope with, they give to Boaz Trust. So they always give some to Boaz. They're in the same building. They work with refugee families.
Right.
And then I'd like to continue the relationship with Mustard Tree, but perhaps spread it out a bit. Because now it's got a life of its own. Everyone knows it's kind of in the calendar every year that we'll do this.
Yeah.
Then I don't see much point in giving people a surplus. I'd rather help other needy areas out.
Well, if there's coats available, instead of running that surplus, it'd be best just to give them out to as many charities as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm always doing sort of below-the-radar appeals for safety shoes, steel-toe cap boots or shoes, and I give them to a couple of charities that set young people up on work experience or work. And now, if a young person goes for a job, any site, anywhere now, there's big signs everywhere, no hard hat, no safety, no high-vis, no hard hat, no safe boots, no job.
Yeah.
So even to get the foot in the door to do work experience, they've got to shout on boots and things. So I have a number of people who supply me with them over the year, and I give them out to a different charity, and I'd like to spread the big coat thing further as well.
So on Saturday, what time, obviously some volunteers are getting there at 10 o'clock, but what time can people drop off their gear?
People can drop stuff off. There's usually volunteers about from 9 o'clock. You can drop stuff off at the office, our office, before the day, and we'll arrange to bring it down from the office, and we will be sort of loading last coats at about 3:30. And like I say, anything, it's not just coats. If people get anything that's worn, hats, scarves, gloves, jumpers, anything you've got, it'll be well received.
Thank you very much for joining us on the show, Vinny. And good luck on Saturday. Thanks, mate.
And for anyone out there who's listening, these lads need a bit of money, This radio show doesn't pay
itself. Stop it.
Needs a bit. If you can help out in any way, please do.
Thanks, Vinny.
Cheers, mate. Take care.
Have a good week. I'll see you
soon. Thank you.